אנחנו ממשיכים את השיעור ב...
We're continuing the lesson in reading chosen excerpts about the Arvut law. We're in excerpt number 13. You can find these excerpts in our website and ask their questions. The law of Arvut. So we're in excerpt number 13 by Rabash. What is preparation for reception of the Torah 1? It is written, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. We must understand what is a mountain. The word har, mountain, comes from the word hirurim, thoughts, which is man's intellect. Anything that is in the intellect is regarded as in potential. Afterward, it can expand into actual fact. Accordingly, we can interpret, and the Lord came down on Mount Sinai to the top of the mountain, as the thought and the intellect of man. Meaning that the Creator informed all the people that the inclination of a man's heart is evil from his youth. After the Creator informed them in potential, meaning at the top of the mountain, that which was in potential expanded in actual fact. For this reason, the people came to actually feel, and everyone now sensed the need for the Torah. As it is written, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the spice of Torah. Now they said that through actually feeling that they were forced to accept the Torah, meaning without choice, since they saw that if they received the Torah, they would have the light and pleasure. And if not, there it would be their burial. Again, it is written, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. We must understand what is a mountain. The word har, mountain, comes from the word hirurim, thoughts, which is man's intellect. Anything that is in the intellect is regarded as in potential. Afterward, it can expand into actual fact. Accordingly, we can interpret, and the Lord came down on Mount Sinai to the top of the mountain as the thought and intellect of man, meaning that the Creator informed all the people that the inclination of a man's heart is evil from his youth. After the Creator informed them in potential, meaning at the top of the mountain, that which was in potential expanded in actual fact. For this reason, the people came to actually feel, and everyone now sensed the need for the Torah. As it is written, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the spice of Torah. Now they said that through actually feeling that they were forced to accept the Torah, meaning without choice, since they saw that if they received the Torah, they would have the light and pleasure. And if not, there it would be their burial.
Moscow 7.
Rav, at the end of this excerpt, Rabash writes, now they said that through actually feeling that they were forced to accept the Torah, should we also bring ourselves to a state that we must receive the Torah? Or we should ourselves, but more to want it.
From wanting to attain the purpose of life, the goal of life, of wanting to attain the upper force that will take care of you, that will change you, all this brings you to a state that you have no choice, that you want to put the will to receive to death, meaning it remains, but it remains in a state of death. What does it mean in a state of death? It's that you're restricted. It's as if it doesn't exist. That's Tzimtzum Aleph. the first restriction, and in the first and in every single degree, you first do a tzimtzum, a restriction, and then a masach, a screen. How do you use it oppositely? Because other than the will to receive, you have nothing, and then in order to bestow. So every time you go and you turn it to the opposite, and that is considered that a person that lives in spirituality goes to live in spirituality. He needs to put himself to death, meaning to put the egoistic use of the will to receive to death, and then he reaches the spiritual life. He uses it in order to bestow above him, oppositely, not inside his will to receive. That's not where he builds his fulfillment, but he builds it above it, through the others, to the Creator. And that is why the Creator shattered the Kli, so that there'll be something outside of man, an external Kli. And that's why a person does this tzimtzum, this restriction upon himself, and passes on to others, and by that gives contentment to the Creator. And then you have a complete spiritual system above reason that you can use. Everything is ready. Arranged from above. PT 25.
Rav, what is this feeling that Rabash describes here? And also in the Torah it is written that if not there, it would be their burial. What is this feeling the people of Israel feel?
If you don't attain the spiritual life, then what do you have? Then you're dead. What do you have in this life?
So what's special with standing before Mount Sinai? They felt it even before. So what's special in this feeling that brought them out of Egypt, etc.?
The feeling in Mount Sinai is a feeling it's a concise feeling when all of the ego of Mount Sinai is revealed, and the forms of work which are all entirely in bestowal, and that the tzimtzum must be made, the restriction on the will to, on their will to receive, to be used for oneself, and above that, the opposite, to build the intention in order to bestow, that this intention in order to bestow will cover this entire mountain, the ego that the Creator has created. It is at the peak of the mountain, and we need to gradually rise to such a state, and to determine the usage by the ego for us all.
Maybe I may ask one more question, if you could answer. If within reason this was revealed to all the people in front of Mount Sinai, how come wants to go back to Egypt? How come there were such phenomena that this place of burial, the fear was forgotten?
First of all, it's not considered that it's revealed in reason. And second, when people are raised or lowered, then it is, there is no problem from the Creator. That a person raises and lowers salvation. After he revives it, then he puts it to death, and then he brings salvation. Only from these actions, start, stop, etc., we feel in comparison between them that of the, we feel the spiritual discernment. This is called Reshimot. We don't understand what the state is. We don't understand what the other state is. We feel entry and exit from every state, from below above and from above below. And from this, these Harmony is between these transitions, and from these transitions, the Reshimot stabilize in us, and these are the very same foundations upon which we do our actions. Only from changes. You cannot feel any state in and of itself, only from the entry and the exit in it. And also not just once, but just like the light enters the Parzuf, enters, exits. And then it's purified. And then you have all of the Tanta. And this Tanta tells you about this action and the essence of the action and the Creator, that you, through this Tanta, you can comprehend it. You don't connect to the Creator, you connect to these Reshimot. And they give you this sensation of connecting. These are wonderful things. We'll reach them all.
Turkey free.
Hi, Rav. Hi, friends. A question from our group. Why did the Creator create the evil inclination, and by this evil inclination, He used the law of our wood, and He wants us to bring us to a connection? What's the purpose?
To be in Arvut means to be in spirituality, in the spiritual quality, in bestowal, and to be outside of the Arvut means to be outside of spirituality, which is our egoistic world. In other words, so either connection or death. In spirituality, there is nothing else. That is why the Creator created the system of Adam HaRishon. He shattered it, and He gave it to us as a game to reconnect the shattered pieces. And all these pieces we discover inside of us. We don't know where is this shattered piece in us. We don't know until we discover this will to receive through which we want to connect to others. And I see that I'm not capable. And here I need to raise the importance of connection and to ask the Creator to help me, because I myself am not capable. I myself am completely shattered. That's how you advance. That's how you correct yourselves. Okay?
PT6.
Is the Arvut a condition to rise above reason?
It is a must. Otherwise, it's not above reason in a true spiritual way. There are some states that are given, but they are incomplete.
How can a 10 enter Arvut?
Through physical effort, internal effort, and prayer.
Because we said that in the last generation, above reason is actually in the tens. So how can we start to realize all these conditions?
In the meantime, we do it according to the articles of Rabash. Later on, we'll have to start doing actions as we learn in Parzufim. Then we'll have actions in raising Parzufim like worlds, and divisions between Galgalta and Naim and the Chap, and these states that start working on us as states of the days of the week, of the holidays, and all changes in external forms, but it's all towards connection. So what is a holiday? A holiday is a special condition for connection between people in a minyan. That's it. That's our lives. So in the meantime, there aren't discernments there. We'll talk during the high holidays about what it means to have prayer in the tzibur, prayer in the minyan, what every single holiday is, meaning what kind of minyan, what kind of connection, what kind of intensity, according to quantity, not quantity, according to the intensity of the connection and the manners of the connection, we then refer to the intensity of the connection in the group with a special name called a high holiday, and with that we reach out to the Creator with a special request for connection, and that is called prayer of that high holiday. Where did Kabbalists get it from? It's not some kind of invention of a person. It's from spiritual attainment. That's why they wrote it.
Can you give us an exercise so we can practice on building a degree of above reason between us during the day in the tens?
I think yesterday we had this quote in this excerpt on Faith Above Reason where it was clear what we wanted to do to...
Maybe excerpt number 8 from Faith Above Reason, I'm not sure, there are many good things.
All of the wisdom of Kabbalah is faith above reason, only on all different kinds of conditions. When you talk about the ladder of degrees, partsofim, worlds, whatever you say, these are all changing states in faith above reason, because we have the force of Malchut, the force of Binah, different kinds of connections between them to attain the Keter.
We can read it and you can tell us if this is your intention. Excerpt number 8 from the document of Faith Above Reason is from Shamati 19. What is the Creator hates the bodies in the work? One must not be angry when he has work with the will to receive, that it obstructs him in the work. One would certainly be more satisfied if the will to receive were absent from the body, meaning that it would not bring its questions to a person, obstructing him in the work of observing Torah and mitzvot, commandments. However, one should believe that the obstructions of the will to receive in the work come to him from above. One is given the force to discover the will to receive from above because there is room for work precisely when the will to receive awakens. Then one has close contact with the Creator to help him turn the will to receive to work in order to bestow. One must believe that from this extends contentment to the Creator, from his praying to him to draw him near in the manner of dvikut, adhesion, called equivalence of form, discerned as the annulment of the will to receive, so it is in order to bestow. The Creator says about this, my sons defeated me. That is, I gave you the will to receive, and you ask me to give you a desire to bestow instead.
Well,
that's quite general, it's not what I meant. You have another quote?
I'm told quote number 6. From this same document, excerpt 6, from Rabash, the whole of the Torah is one holy name. Any overcoming in the work is called walking in the work of the Creator, since each penny joins into a great amount. That is, all the times we overcome accumulate to a certain measure required to become a kli for the reception of the abundance. Overcoming means taking a part of a vessel of reception and adding it to vessels of bestowal. It is like a masach, a screen, which we must put on the avyut, on the will to receive. It follows that if one has no will to receive, one has nothing on which to place a masach. For this reason, when the evil inclination brings us foreign thoughts, this is the time to take these thoughts and raise them above reason. This is something one can do with everything one's soul desires. He should not say that now he has received rejection from the work. Rather, he should say that he was given thoughts and desires from above, so as to have room to admit them into Kedusha.
Meaning everything we feel during the lessons, throughout the day, as a form of rejection from spirituality, that we don't want to engage in it, we don't want to think about it, we want to escape it, we want to stop talking and thinking about spirituality, the friends, etc. It's all an opportunity that's given to us from above in order for us to overcome and to be drawn to the connection between us and to the Creator, to make the correction of the connection between us. And with that correction, we'll start feeling spiritual discernment. That's it. There's a lot of words. Sorry, the sound was cut off for a sec. But in short, to see in everything that pushes us away from spirituality and connection, to try and be only drawn to it more and more. And if you can't, then prayer. And if you can, then do it. And do it if you can do the prayer, that the Creator will complete the action. We haven't yet started this topic. We're only at the opening of it. And then we will find all the parts of him, all the olamot and the times, the holidays as we call them. And our universe, which is the lowest materialistic form, which is like this shadow behind a person that also does these actions corporeally in all of these laws of ours, of the corporeal nature. We'll start seeing these things as a single mechanism. So thank God we are at the opening. Belarus.
Если можно, по предыдущему отрывку я хотел бы уточнить, вот, что сошел Творец на вершину...
If I may ask about the previous excerpt, I want to be precise about it. Talking about the Creator in the...
No, the Creator... He explains to us it's a descent and with respect to what?
Не хочешь ничего спросить? Ну потом.
Раб, скажите, а вот ненависть, которая здесь описывается и которая была между
Hatred described here that existed between the students of Rabbi Shimon as they wrote the Zohar. Can we compare them?
I can't talk about these things yet, don't you understand? I'm not answering these questions because we're not in it. What do you understand about hatred between these and those and what happens in between? Are you in that? No, don't ask questions that aren't related exactly to our work. We're not engaging in poetry here.
Chederavan.
Rav, in the excerpt we just read by Ravash, it's written in a clear manner that a feeling comes that there is no choice. So how does that, how is that if there is a choice in spirituality? Do you think that if the Creator wouldn't play with you with a candy and a stick, you would do something? It's clear that everything is done by the Creator, but how do these two things fall together in one place? It is because that's not where the free choice is. So where is it? Oh, that's something you have to find out. The fact that you'll advance and attain the final correction, that's for sure. And how do you attain it? That's in your free choice. Where do you attain this? There's your free choice. It's written that anyhow you will work, and then any desolate place is part of him, etc., etc. But still, you will do all these things with your free choice. Out of your free choice, we have to discover what are the conditions, the components of this condition of free choice. We don't yet feel that. We don't.
PT3.
The condition is our special conditions for connection. It's a special connection. My question is, what intensity or special connection is expecting in 19 days when the holidays begin? What kind of a quorum? What's special here?
In a moment, I'll look at my calendar. First of all, we spoke about it, that from the 14th of September until the 18th of September, we are engaging in slichot. This is called the time of slichot. It's even more, but that's enough for us. So we'll learn what slichot are, why Kabbalists determine these times for slichot, what we need to do, and what are we doing in these times, which are called the time of slichot. And then we need to, on the 18th, it's Rosh Hashanah Eve, the 18th of September and 19th of September and the 20th of September, that's Rosh Hashanah. Saturday, Sunday. But it starts from Friday evening. We'll talk and learn about Rosh Hashanah. It's the beginning of the year, but it's not the beginning of the corporeal year. These were determined by Kabbalists only according to spiritual forces that work on our world, and how a person needs to behave to receive these forces and come closer through them to the end of correction. All of the holidays is changing the behavior from above towards the human beings in order to give them the opportunity to connect between them and to make even faster advancement to the end of correction. So by that we complete Rosh Hashanah. That will be over on the 20th of September. And then we have a week until Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement. So Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, we'll learn what it is, why it's judgment and mercy, and how we need to correct these things, meaning
זה לא ימים מיוחדים בזה אלה בזה ש
The days there are unique in the fact that the will to receive increases and the opportunity to correct them in a short time and on a high degree becomes available. So we need to learn about this, participate in this, etc. It's not related to what the common folk do. But we're not participating in this corporeally, but spiritually. So I recommend with everyone to learn with us together, and we will learn how to do this within our desire, from the correction of our desire. And then, 3 days after the Day of Atonement, we have a week of Sukkot. That's building the Masach. It's already the building of the Masach on the will to receive. At the will to receive, it enters Tzimtzum through the Day of Atonement, upon which you can build a Masach. Like we always say, to locate the will to receive, to form a Masach, and upon that Masach, to do a Tzimtzum, a restriction, and after the Tzimtzum, a restriction. Sorry, after the Tzimtzum, a screen, a Masach. And then we build that upon our will to receive, and through the Masach, we start receiving some of the upper light, and this light starts fulfilling our vessels that are in the Sukkah. In that place, that was built in our will to receive, that gets limitations to receive in order to bestow. That's how we finish the holidays.
This week, Rav, we start working with the content teams, social activities, and also the preparation team. That's preparing all these actions as a preparation for this special time. The question is, I heard that now we can get special strength for connection and changing the relation of the Creator. The question is, how are we preparing ourselves for this?
The Creator gives it. There's no problem there. From above, there's no limitations, no preventing. Come up to Him, ask in the right way, meaning you don't have to beg. You have to show that you have a vessel and you want to use this force correctly, and then you will receive it. And if you don't know how to ask, it means you don't know how to use what you will receive, so you don't receive it. Speak between yourselves. Think about it. Read some article or something where it's written about it, how we need to express our plea to the Creator in order for sure to get the forces from Him. Well, so we talked about the holidays. Now, we read 13, right, Dudi?
Yes.
So, at least one more, maybe.
Excerpt number 14 from Likutei Halachot, Choshen Mishpat, Rules of the Guarantor. It is impossible to observe the Torah and Mitzvot unless through Arvut, when each one becomes responsible for his friend, since the essence of observance of the Torah, which is the desire, is through unity. Anyone who wishes to take upon himself the burden of the Torah and mitzvot, which is primarily by overcoming the desire, must be included in the whole of Israel in great unity. For this reason, at the time of the reception of the Torah, they immediately became responsible for one another because they were regarded as one. Precisely by each being responsible for his friend, which is the quality of unity, specifically by this, can they observe the Torah? Since the essence of love and unity is the desire. When each one is pleased with his friend, and there is no disparity of desire among them, and all are included in one desire, by which they are included in the upper desire, which is the purpose of the unity.
Again,
it is impossible to observe the Torah and mitzvot unless through arvut, when each one becomes responsible for his friend. Since the essence of observance of the Torah, which is the desire, is through unity. Anyone who wishes to take upon himself the burden of Torah and mitzvot, which is primarily by overcoming the desire, must be included in the whole of Israel in great unity. For this reason, at the time of the reception of the Torah, they immediately became responsible for one another, because they were regarded as one. Precisely by each being responsible for his friend, which is the quality of unity, specifically by this they can observe the Torah. Since the essence of love and unity is the desire, when each one is pleased with his friend, and there is no disparity of desire among them, and all are included in one desire, by which they are included in the upper desire, which is the purpose of the unity.
PT 19.
Tell us, please, can you perform the Torah and mitzvot in reason or only above reason?
We can keep the Torah and mitzvot only if we bestow, because all of the Torah is the force of connection and bestow. Love thy friend as yourself. And then, or for that reason, the whole Torah exists only to give us the force of bestow and to explain to us how, with that force of bestow, we can connect between us and the Creator even more, and how that force of bestow, which is the Creator itself, will dwell between us, fill us, and according to this fulfillment, we can determine what world we're in all the 125 degrees until Gemar Tikkun.
So what is this Torah we talk about in the morning in the mitzvot?
So Torah mitzvot is called the light that reforms. That's called, I've created the evil inclination and the Torah as a spice, because the light in it reforms, but it's only the Torah as a light that reforms. And there's also the Torah as the filling, the opnimi, the inner light called Torah. Bala Sulam writes that there's, how's that book called?
Or Bayir. And what are these mitzvot talked about? Can we keep the mitzvot at all? Any mitzvot in?
Actually, we can perform mitzvot, which is if you can restrict your desire for yourself and work above the desire for yourself in order to bestow through the others. Mainly, it's through the ten to the Creator. Then, by this, you perform the mitzvot. Meaning, an action of bestowal is called a mitzvah.
This means what we're doing today is not yet mitzvot.
What you are doing for now are called transgressions.
There are no mitzvot. There are no mitzvot.
There are mitzvot. You're asking what we are doing. So I'm saying what you are. I don't know about us. You, for now, are performing transgressions, flaws. But you're on the path, and that's why, like a baby that does all kinds of nonsense. But we hope he gets there.
Amen. Yofi.
Amen.
Amen. Good. You're saying. Let's give it to Be'er Sheva now. Please.
Good morning, Rav, World 10. A bit of a complex question about the Arvut. The law of Arvut means that I give Arvut to the group, the friends commit themselves to some things, and since nine friends are the parts of the Creator, not everyone is able to keep it. And then I start praying. This means that the prayer is an inseparable part of the Arvut.
No. Wait, mister. Please. Not that they can't stand it. In my eyes, it seems that they can't withstand it. Keep going.
Exactly what you said, because then some of the friends are able to work above reason and to try to keep all their assignments.
And then each one prays to see his friends as connected, as complete, and all the flaws that he sees, that's what's lacking in the ten, and nothing other than that. Otherwise, they have eyes, but they cannot see.
This means that basically without a prayer, it can't realize our vote here.
And that alone. Very good, Morris. You are great.
Thank you, Rav. You are huge.
PT 17.
What you just told Morris, this effort to go into Darvut will eventually lead us to the need to walk above reason?
Yes. You see that the extent we speak about this and get included in it, there is this spirit that's fulfilling us and dwells in all of our world clear, brings us closer. We start feeling the same, understanding the same, agreeing to the same. That's how it is. The clear is equipped and it reaches a state that one receives one. And the vessel will be on some kind of resolution, some kind of discernment to be one, and we'll start feeling as one. The root is one for us all.
Can I ask one more question, Rav?
Yes.
So there is mutuality here between faith above reason and Darvut? Sometimes it's this way, sometimes it's that way.
No, not once this, once that. In the clear called Arvut, that it rises in faith above reason, according to the degree of faith above reason, we reveal the Creator. PT 32.
Thank you, Rav. During the day, every 10 meets through Zoom for a 15 or a 30 minutes conversation, and there's more than one meeting every day. What's the right way to use these meetings so that they're efficient and effective for our advancement?
You need to feel the need for this connection 2-3 times a day, like goosebumps, that, like it says, my bones will feel it. You want to feel it in your bones, like when you're cold and you have the shivers. So you want to reach connection, and when the time comes, you want to reject it. That's also good. These two states are being shown to you. The desired state and the current state. And then you pray.
And in the meeting, what should we do?
In the meeting itself, it's difficult. I can't determine this. You need to search how you can stabilize yourselves to be worthy in the eyes of the Creator. That's it. So just like children, they want their parent to be joyful of them. So what should we do to make the Creator happy?
Will it be right to talk in a workshop or to read excerpts?
You can talk about it in a workshop. To soften your heart, you can talk about it. To talk, to pray, to ask for guidance from him, yes.
Thank you. How can we work on this flaw of criticizing a friend?
It's a problem I need to see in my inclination. To disqualify the friend, I need to see it as help from above. The Creator is doing me a huge favor. He's showing me my true ego in its real form, in its raw, coarse form, that I want to disqualify him. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, I need to be grateful that he's doing this to me, because now I can see what I need to correct, what I can ask for, and then I raise a request, and by that I can come closer. I need to reach a state that in my heart I truly hug them. I hug them all of them, every single one of them. It's like Rabash writes, it's possible that they behave in the group in such a way that nothing is happening between them. But in their hearts, they're hugging and yearning for a connection, and they have great excitement. And on the outside, it depends on the group. The larger the group gets, it wants to conceal these things. But in the meantime, like little kids where everything is just evident, that's also good. Moscow 3.
Good morning, teacher. In our meeting, as a 10, we read excerpts from the lesson, then we have a workshop. In the end of this meeting, we pray for 3 minutes. The question is, in this prayer, in the end of the meeting, is this prayer considered the path of the 10? Through the 10, are we praying?
I cannot enter your state. I'm speaking generally. The true prayer is a prayer in a minyan. A minyan is built of 10 men. Men meaning someone that has the force to overcome. It's not a gender, it's the force of overcoming. So try and gather as a 10, that each one wants to overcome themselves, and that is considered male, and connect together as a single force in one man, in one heart. And then the Creator will accept your prayer.
Thank you. One day the 10 looks at the friend, sees that he's the real greatest of the generation. He's giving his life to the 10, performing connection in the 10 above human forces, and praises him in the end of the day. The next day, messengers come to the 10, real chariots, and show how this friend is drowning the 10. And the 10 is perplexed. Now my question is, should the 10 maintain the arvut and drown together, or should it do something else?
Other than arvut? What are you talking about? What are you saying? There's an order of corrections, but without arvut, what to do before Avut? Before Avut, to try and exit Egypt.
Yes, but if the 10, the messengers prove to the 10 that the 10 is drowning because of a certain friend. Now the question is, and it's the same friend who a moment ago performed the connection, should it hold to the Arvut, to hold on to each other and drown together? Or,
what are you talking about even? Where is it written? Tell me. What are you counting on? For me, the authentic sources are the foundation. What does it mean to drown together with everyone? If someone new will come to your group and will start pulling you to some kind of method or religion or paganic actions, what, so you'll follow him? What does it mean?
To drown means that maybe all the ten, there is a state that all the ten may be harmed and go out of the path, be expelled.
Because he holds on to someone that's broken, someone that's wrong, how can people follow him? You have to go together with all the groups. Follow us, follow Rabash, follow Bala Sulam. What does it mean that there is someone that wakes up in the ten and what? He can pull the ten outwards? And you're still in the question if you should follow him or not? I don't understand you. Can something like that take place?
It's not that the friend is pulling the ten and he's not on the path. It's a kind of a scene that is unnatural that's happening.
I don't know. I know one thing. You are a philosopher, a known philosopher, and a great psychologist. And not even a philosopher, a philosopher, as it's called in the Zohar, the wise of the nations of the world. So I ask of you, don't use your reason, just take what's written, and according to the reason of what's written, according to that, you should act. You understand? This is... You have many friends there that together with them you can advance. Suddenly you have a direction and it's not just once. Be careful, Chanoch. You have too many thoughts and reasons that aren't in the correct system, in the correct connection. Continue according to what is written. You have nothing more than what is written. Every prayer, sorry, for every word, you should seek that interpretation and follow that. Focus group.
Rav, good morning. David also quoted Rabash, that he wrote that if you do not do that, this is the place of your burial. And Boko also wanted to focus things only on one thing. How do we develop our patience over the connection between us, in the friends, in the ten?
From the importance that we have towards the goal. There is no person that is less patient than me in the world. How much patience do I have? Zero. With a single word that someone says something, I already want to slap them. And someone who does something, I'm willing to devour them. But it's just the importance of the goal. It gives me the possibility to hear all of your nonsense and all of your confusions and everything you do, and all of us and everyone, but only the importance of the goal, and from that comes love. Love, like to your children. What do you do? That's how you should see the friends, once like their children, like your children, that you love them as they are, no matter what they are, and once you raise them even as the greatest of the generation.
So, just a moment. Practicing the importance of the goal will add to our patience and the connection?
Yes, yes. Zichron 10.
אין לכם שאלה, סליחה, סליחה. אז PT 9.
Sorry, no question. Okay, PT 9.
Is prayer itself above reason?
Prayer should be from the heart. I don't know, above reason, below reason, from the heart, as much as possible. Only from the heart. That's why it is written, what is the prayer? It is the work of the heart. Write that down, it has to be so. Otherwise, it's a philosophy, and the Creator doesn't respond to that.
But for you mentioned the importance of persistence in the prayer and finding this correct prayer, right? I know of numerous instances, for example.
One should wish to pray all day. You see, I speak through the verses.
Okay. Look, I know lots of examples where, say, someone was in a coma. I know three or four examples, and people prayed, and medical miracles.
No. I don't want to hear. I know your philosophies too. No. Did you hear? Pray all day from your heart and your heart only, not from your mind. That's it. Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот то, что он здесь пишет в статье, что все включаются в одно желание.
Yes, dear Rav. What he writes here, that everyone is incorporated in one desire, and by that they're included in the upper's desire, which is unity. We connect together in order to include ourselves in one desire, and each one performs a restriction. Is this correct? Now, my second question is, in order to be able to be included in the upper's desire, we also have to do it for someone else, not for ourselves. So do we have a second restriction here?
I don't know. You want to turn everything into something technical. It's not the same as you build a house. You expect the Creator to build it, and that is why the approach is incorrect. The approach should be, again, through connection to the Creator. Everything should be that way. You invite this building, the construction, and that alone. And you don't even know how it's going to be built, in what way, in what form, and you don't even care. You want it to happen from above. Especially what we are building now, the third temple. It's written that it needs to come entirely from above. In contrast to all the previous degrees of the first and second temple. I don't know what's happening here with the sound.
Так вот включиться в общую как бы связь между нами, а дальше просто все Творцу предоставить, отключиться полностью от всех каких-то своих попыток, просьб или как?
Ло, анахну цихим коля зман льет.
We need to constantly be connected towards the friends and connected towards the Creator. Period. That's it. Don't add too much wisdom of your own into that. It just confuses and it doesn't lead to the required result. Who do we have here?
PT 29. I also have a question about the same verse. Everyone is included in one desire. The question is, if there's a feeling for each and every friend in a 10, how can you shift from that to a collective feeling, feeling of the desire?
The 10 is a desire of the collective. If you're in the 10, don't think of anything other than that. It is certainly already builds your attitude towards all of the rest of humanity. And then we'll know if we have more to add. Okay?
Kazakhstan.
Okay, Kazakhstan.
Здравствуйте, Раф.
Hello, Rav. What's the connection between faith above reason and intention?
connection between faith above reason and intention. Faith above reason is the spiritual degree, and the intention is determined according to the spiritual degree. And that's what happens.
No, Latin 4.
Well, Latin 4.
Shalom, querido Rab. Según la anterior lectura, se podría...
Hello, dear Rav. According to what we read, we can understand that the Masach enables us to acquire a will to bestow above my egoistic desire.
Of course, this is the action of the Masach, to do the action of bestowal from the fact that it is on the will to receive. This is called to do Tzimtzum, Masach, or Chozer, restriction, screen, returning light. And according to the returning light, he will have spiritual attainment. What I want during the lesson is for you to feel inside how different emotions, different discernments go through you until we reach a state that it will become clearer, closer, more felt, and then that is how we can slowly enter it. It's a serious kli. There is inertia, there is heaviness in advancing. On the other hand, there is great joy in advancing, in perception, and that's how we will advance.
Tbilisi.
Yes, to Tbilisi.
Доброе утро, дорогой Рав.
Good morning, dear Rav. We wanted to say that the entire group of Tbilisi is in great gratitude for the Creator, for having such a conductor of light as you. We're thankful.
It's mutual. It's completely mutual. You know how I love you guys. Well, what else do we have left? Dudi?
Yes, I'd like to ask a question. May I?
Well, what can you do? You're also Bnei Baruch.
Thank you. You have patience. I wanted to ask such a thing. You started this lesson with the forecast of how you see humanity, how it's going to go into the fall, and how it's going to come out of it. Forecast and discernments. And you also talked about the faith above reason, the changes we have to go through. Can you connect these two changes like a tango?
If humanity would be able to receive our directions to an extent for a correction of the state, meaning for connection, what do we need eventually? We need to convince the public on one fact. Where do viruses come to us from? From there not being the correct form of connection between all parts of creation, on all levels, still vegetative, animate, speaking, wherever there needs to be connection, according to the general advancement, according to the general plan that's leading us towards the end of correction. So where there needs to be correction, but there does not yet exist in those places where the connection is lacking, like this, like you have these cracks in the walls or in all kinds of places, that's where the viruses come from. That these viruses are the same will to receive that needed to be corrected. But we did not correct it. And then they break out. That is the viruses. Now we go and we treat them on all different levels, on all different forms. But the truth is that we need to take care of them on the highest possible degree that they are revealed on the human level. And the virus, other than harming our health, it's mainly harming through the connection between us and workplaces and kindergartens, school systems, etc. We need to see in these places where the virus is working negatively on the human society, we need to see its influence of how can we correct it. And that is through the correct form of connection between us. It won't help to wear masks or keep social distancing, to shut down schools or kindergartens, or all the cultural places, theaters, etc. We don't. That's not required. It's on the highest level. Let us begin to correct ourselves with the correct attitude between us. And by that, we will neutralize the virus and all the crimes of this virus, which is from the human level. We will cover it with love. And then we'll start seeing how with the most powerful weapon, the most sublime weapon, we start arranging all of the creation until all the viruses detach from the lowest degrees, also in people, in their bodies, in animals, everywhere. And that today needs to be our level of treatment in every single thing that we reveal in nature, only through connection between us. Only through the connection between us. Only by that you will fill all these cracks where these viruses, these snakes come from, and everything will disappear. That's what we need to explain to humanity. In what way will they understand and comprehend it, or they won't, but they'll remember that we spoke of it, and in the next blow and the blow after that, they'll remember that we talked about this and that this is the correct way to deal with it.
Now, if we go in the other way, what we have to go through, Bnei Baruch, our entrance into the faith above reason, how is that connected to the state of humanity, the cracks there?
Faith above reason is mainly pushing us towards connection. Connection. Because to reveal faith, the force of bestowal of Bina above Malchut, above reason, that's only through connection. Bina above Malchut. We spoke about this like this sandwich, but that's the only way.
The cracks are only done by Bnei Baruch, or humanity is also part of it?
No, these cracks are made by everyone, but the correction is on us to cover them with like this paste, with our attitude. That's on us.
What do we want from humanity in this cover?
For humanity, just the knowledge that coming closer is the correct form of treating the coronavirus and in all the problems that will come. And by that, we will be able to arrange it all. There is a remedy, and the disease is being revealed day by day to everyone. And we are the people that are pointing out to the right cure, and hopefully the world will use this cure. So first of all, we to keep these things, to do these things, we need to have the opportunity to show that we are rewarded with correction. Not just Israel is in a very negative state in terms of coronavirus.
Yes, Israel is starting the ascent at this point.
Yes, and it will be worse and worse. We will have it worse off. No one will receive us. No one will want us. Everyone will point at us and say, look what's happening, until we change. Until the Creator will make us choose it. And we were as dreamers, as it says. Okay, let's see your info.
Before we go to the schedule, we'd like to update that yesterday we had a survey and we are encouraging men and women to answer it if you haven't yet answered it. It's about the study, learning test in the morning lesson. So please go and do the survey. Tell us what you think is the best thing to learn in the morning lesson. The test is translated to 4 languages. And we have the view of 540 men and women. We'd like to hear everyone. Let's go over the schedule, starting at 10 a.m. with Simeon along with Rav until 10:45. Then 10:45 until 11:45, it's Oren Levy with Rav in New Life programs. Then 6 p.m., we're going to have a live lesson with our friends about, let's sing a song.
Place of bestowal, in the heart of attack, ever in the unbounded wings of love at our back.
Kan makom leashpia, hine bahatkafa, ad en sof leagia, sham nimtzet ahava. El sentimiento es igual, elevamos el mal. Corazones unidos, así venceremos el mal. Corazones unidos, la conexión es real.
Мир обратится вам дух, если мы не проснемся сейчас. Мир обратится вам дух, если мы не проснемся сейчас.
En los tiempos del Zohar, la fe y la redención, avanzando con fuerza, un hombre con un corazón.
Или где мы едины, или где мы больны, мы окрыленные светом, вечной любовью полны. Carry us to the place where we stand face to face. In eternity's moment, in our brother's embrace. In eternity's moment, in our brother's embrace.
La conexión es real, la conexión es real.